Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Happy Monday. Welcome to today's Maggie's Moment. I want to talk strategy. More precisely, your marketing and sales strategy, and strategy that makes you stand out of the crowd, stand out of your competition, attract your ideal clients, and then convert them into paying clients. When I talk to business owners, a lot of times they tell me, Maggie, I have a strategy, and yet it's not working for me. It's not as effective as I thought it would be. But my definition of strategy might be different, so let's talk about that. Strategy is a number of decisions that you made where you are theorizing, or how can I attract the ideal clients? Now, where those decisions come from and the logic you're applying to make those decisions is critical. And that's where the effectiveness of strategy secret lies. Very often, business owners make decisions based on other people's opinions. So they hang out at networking events and they're like, what's the best strategy to post on social media? And then they hear TikTok, no, YouTube, Instagram, you should post in stories, you should do this, you should do that. And then they have 36 different ideas, 36 different opinions. And they're like, now what? Okay, let me pick randomly a few and try that. Or they maybe look at other people in their industry and they just copy what other people are doing without any consideration of why they're doing it, where they are in their business, what is their competitive advantage, who they're going to attract. So how you make decisions that then end up actions of your strategy is critical. Now, the way I think about strategies, first of all, it always starts with you, not with your client, not anybody else, with you. Who you are as a service provider, as a business owner, what are your values and what's important to you? Because that dictates your why. Why did you start the business in the first place? How you think, your perspective, how you approach your clients. Only then, once you're clear on that, you move into, okay, what's my business is all about? What are my goals, my vision? Who is my ideal clients? And from there, those are like your roots of decisions. You then decide what you're going to do and how to attract the clients and so on. So it always starts with you, nobody else, you. Then you move on to your business. Then you move on to your ideal clients. And from there, you make individual decision whether you're going to be a speaker because you love speaking and educating that as well. And having a crowd in front of you energizes you. Or whether maybe you hate speaking, but you love connecting and helping people network. And that's going to be your jam. For this week, I want to challenge you and think about your current strategy. And if it's not as effective as you would like it to be, based on what I said, figure it out why and what you can do to improve it. And of course, as always, I want to invite you to work with me. That's the first thing we do. What I help my clients do is actually create custom and unique strategy for them and for their business, is where they are now and where they want to go. So it's the most effective possible. And then we translate that into a simple operational action plan. And then there we create systems and habits to successfully implement it. So message me to apply. I hope it was helpful. Have a fantastic week. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.